Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening, welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast, an array of distribution, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio. You can get us now on our newfangled app. Go to Sports Overnight America in the Apple Store, and away you go. Google Play, still about, what, a week or two out. We shall see on that. Thursday into a football Friday, and away we go. Therefore, blessed to have Mike Griffith from Dog Nation, Atlanta Journal-Constitution at 25 past the hour. He's going to spend the bottom of the hour sweeping and getting ready for college football with Notre Dame, which I love it. Notre Dame, Indiana, and the Hoosier State tomorrow night. Chilly South Bend, 8 p.m. ABC Eastern, a standalone game. And then we get the triple header on Saturday. How about that? Mix in a little NFL and mix in the holiday season. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la, with a lot of football, and we shall see. You're starting to get the sense, just the sense now, that, listen, that, you know, Notre Dame could get exposed here a little bit. Now, I kind of did a little doubling back last night. They had some games where they played inferior opponents, but they buried a few teams. I mean, buried them. And so I kind of walk back going, cuckoo, didn't play anybody. But, hey, look, it wasn't one of their better schedules. Can we agree on that? So that's point number one. Number two, Indiana laid an egg, too, this year. They go up against Ohio State. They go up against a real legit team for the first time. And, you know, Cignetti and company got a little goofy there. Rourke, the quarterback, is good. You know, Ohio U kid comes over there to Bloomington and does the job that he did this year. You cannot underestimate that. So we have that. And then, of course, the NFL news and notes. Mahomes is going to be fine, it looks like. That was a big nothing burger. For the most part, we shall see, although that injury could easily re-aggravate. And then we're looking at a whole other ball of wax here. So going to be interesting. Tyler Levine as well, and Griffith, who we can really, really get after it. We really can, because there's so much there. You know, is Georgia, you know, sitting there waiting in the second round for Indiana and Notre Dame and maybe getting a little lackadaisical? We shall see. And it's a lot to ask these teams to practice as much as they are after this long, hard season. Coming back here on Overnight. Don't go away.
Get even more savings this holiday season by becoming a Milo's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Plus, get free standard shipping with Silver Key status. Just one more way Lowe's is here to help you shop, save, and enjoy the holidays. Join for free today. Milo's Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Exclusions and more terms apply. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now, you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports, take a little rhythm, yes, into the, I tell you what, days are going to start getting longer here. Two more days of fall, then we get winter, and then day by day, minute by minute, all right, little Doobie Brothers, we'll get more daylight, and we're going to navigate these winter months. We got a lot of action to get to, starting with Thursday night. We'll get a mail, and then Michael's performance, undoubtedly, with Broncos and Chargers. Let's get Tyler Levine in here. He's locked and loaded. He's got his teeth all sharpened up for Mike Griffith, and away we go. But little NFL chatter here to get it going here. What is your sense? We talked about it last night. Is this a, you know, kind of a referendum on Bo Nix against a more experienced Herbert tonight? Give me a take. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of us were, you know, to our, you know, I guess, discredit, all over the Chargers.
Not discredit. How about detriment?
Yeah, it was. You know, we got that one wrong. I gotta say, they've cooled off significantly. They got absolutely smoked by the Bucs. They played the Chiefs close, but not enough. They skated by the Falcons. You know, had a 30-23 against the Ravens. That score is misleading. They scored with like 2 seconds left. So you know, they haven't really played a decent game since they played the Bengals a couple weeks back, and you know, I think missing J.K. Dobbins is really starting to show that they need him. And the Broncos are a good team. They play good defense. They are, you know, they've won four straight. They've played well. Bo Nix is a good quarterback. Sutton is having a great year. And I don't understand why the Broncos are 2.5-point underdogs in this game. I think if anything, it should be a pick 'em. But I like Denver to get it done tonight.
I'm with you on that. I really am. I love the Nick story. You did bring up a team that I was, you must be reading my show notes. I'm impressed with the Buccaneers. I really am. And I just want to shift gears. We can come back to a few other little NFL topics, but I'm impressed with them. You know, look at Baker Mayfield. You can say what you want, you know, ups and downs all over the place. Is he a marquee quarterback? He has potential to be such, but if you look at the totality of Baker Mayfield's career, he's not a marquee quarterback. I would say he's well above average, if not very good. But he's not great by any stretch. But if you think about it, if you look at their season, it's been weird. I mean, it's been a weird year. One minute, you know, they take the Chiefs right down to the wire. I believe that game went to overtime, and you knew damn well if the Chiefs got the ball, Mahomes would march him right down back there on that Monday night game in November. And what happened? Boom, right down the field, game six. Game six to an even adios.
I think the very next week, same deal. Niners, okay? At home, you lose 23-20. That's a game you got to win. I mean, this should easily be in an 11-win team right now. I'm serious. Yeah. 11-3. Yeah.
It's been up and down. They beat the Commanders and beat the Lions. They start off 2-0. Then they lay an egg to the Broncos, who absolutely dusted them. They follow that up by beating the Eagles and then losing to the Falcons. They beat the Saints. Then they lose four straight. Then they win four straight. And now they close the season out, though. If you look at the remaining games, Cowboys, Panthers, Saints. I mean, we should be looking at, you know, bar just an epic disaster, an 11-win team that's gonna win their division. And they've done all this, keep in mind, without Godwin for majority of the season. But it's been, you know, credit to Bucky Irving really picking it up in that backfield. Rashad White plays a huge role in the passing game. And, you know, Baker Mayfield does what Baker Mayfield does. He shows up. Is he a perfect quarterback? No. Does he make mistakes? Yes. But he's a guy that has the respect of every single person in that organization. And when they go out on the field with him as their quarterback, they believe that they can win any game. And I got to give credit where credit is due. Mike Evans might be one of the most consistent receivers of our generation. The guy,
100%.
He missed a couple weeks this year as well with a hamstring injury, which he injured catching a touchdown, mind you. I mean, he is just a machine. He's like 1,000 yards every single season. He's been playing absolutely amazing. He has up to $3 million in bonuses, by the way, for incentives baked into his contract for receiving yards, receptions, and touchdowns throughout the last 3 weeks. And I expect, just like all these guys do in the NFL, they're aware of these incentives. And their teammates, they try and help each other out to get them. They want to get every penny that they can out of these organizations. So I expect Mike Evans to have a huge week this week as they go to Dallas. I expect the Bucs to win that game and finish off the season on a high note and win their division.
I got to remember one thing, too. He's doing it without, you know, his running mate there with Chris Godwin. It's made a big difference there. And Evans has had a lot of catches. Yeah, go back to Baker. Mayfield's problem's been picks this year. You know, he's had over 30 touchdowns, but I think he's got 14, 15, 16 interceptions. You got to contextualize picks too. And we've seen quarterbacks have five pick games in one. So you can't get too nutty. You got to contextualize those statistics. All right, there you go. When you look at this week's schedule, what do you see? Because I think there's a couple nuggets, and I'm not trying to play coy with you, but there are some games that I think are deceivingly good. And when you look at them at first glance, you go, nah, not really. I'll start with Cleveland and Cincinnati. That's a huge game. Not for the Browns, but that AFC North documentary sold me. This is an important game for the Bengals. It really, I mean, they're last gasp, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they have to win this game.
They undoubtedly have to win this game. And the Browns are not a team that you can overlook because Jameis Winston just has, like, delusional confidence. And they have nothing to lose, and it's a divisional game. I've been saying it all year. Divisional spots where one team has absolutely nothing to lose and the other has everything to gain, where there's no pressure on the Browns and all of the pressure on the Bengals, you got to be careful. Do I think the Browns are going to win this game? No, I think the Bengals' offense is just way too good. I do. And, you know, when you look back the last couple seasons, their defense historically hasn't been great, but towards the end of the season, those last 3-4 weeks, they seem to turn it up, and they always seem to find a way to make it in the playoffs. And I would love to see this Bengals team in the playoffs because what Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are doing – is historical. Another game that I think people are overlooking and not really, I mean, because there's a lot on the slate. You know, you have Eagles, Commanders this week. Obviously, Steelers, Ravens is a huge game. Texans, Chiefs.
Obvious those big are all, games, but you're right.
Obvious big games. The Vikings going into Seattle, for me, is one to keep your eyes on. It's an absolutely 100%. Massive game because as of right now, they are tied with the Lions at the top of that division. Seattle are a good team at home. I don't know if Geno Smith is playing or not. I know he was injured in the last game. If he does play, Geno better. He has plans to play despite the injury I'm seeing right here. He's feeling better. Regardless, though, if the Vikings can find a way to win this game, they're going to put some pressure on Detroit. You know, because look, you know, Detroit finishes the season with the Bears, the Niners, and then they're going to face off. You know, if both these teams win out coming into that final game, we're going to be looking at the Lions versus the Vikings, final week of the season to win the division. And who would have ever thought that that would be the case? And you got to give it up to Kevin O'Connell. I mean, when you look at the record that he has with the quarterbacks that he has had versus those quarterbacks with other coaches, it is astounding. I mean, astounding. Go look it up. Look at other coaches with Sam Darnold at quarterback, Josh Dobbs at quarterback, and Kirk Cousins at quarterback versus his record with them. this guy does not get enough credit. He's one of the best coaches in the league by far. Not enough people talk about it. I'm just saying it now.
Here's where I want to go with the other side of when we get to the Vikings. I will get to the other side and the Seahawks. You're right about Geno. We shall see. But though they just blew out the god-awful Patriots. They have the Panthers in Carolina on Sunday. Then they come back on Saturday on a 6-week. They go to the Rams, and they've got the Niners to finish up in their building in the desert in Glendale on Sunday, January 5th. This is the NFC West is absolutely nuts. And you got the Niners all of a sudden. I want to say, do we have Niners? What do we have? Niners, Dolphins? I think we do.
Yep.
I mean, you've got some games here where, yeah, I mean, seasons are going to end. Some are going to get to hold on to a glimmer of hope. And there are teams that are going to win games on this weekend that are going to move them very much upward towards a playoff spot. I mean, I love this time of year. Obviously, the holidays, the bowl season, we got a million things going on. But watching the scoreboard in the NFL is fascinating. It really and truly is.
I mean, this weekend, we got, what, Thursday night NFL, Friday college football playoff, Saturday college football playoff, and two NFL games, the Sunday slate, Monday. Like, I mean, it's just it does not get better than this, Marty. It doesn't.
I absolutely love it 100%. All right, so there you go. We've got that to look forward to. We come back on the other side. We are going to jump right into it heavy with Dog Nation. AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's our man, Mike Griffith. He's signed, sealed, and delivered with us. He's going to be a year-round guest on the program and a frequent contributor here to Sports Overnight America and the Weekend Edition as well. All right, Mike Griffith up next. We are presented by Geico Insurance at geico.com by American Premium Vodka. Check out our new Sports Overnight America app at the Apple Store right now. Check it out. Coming back. Who got it?
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, we are presented by Geico Insurance, geico.com. Mike Griffith is our guy with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You hear him contributing on radio shows around the country. Outstanding contributor. And he's very proud of his military background and the service to our country and being heard globally on the American Forces Radio Network. I know one thing. I'm going to put on my Mike Seidel Weather Channel hat, and we got snow and upper 20s in South Bend. Away we go. Mike Griffith, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. How are you, Mike?
Doing great, guys. Thanks. Ready for the playoffs.
If you told me, first ever playoff game ever in this 12 newfangled format, we're going to get Indiana Notre Dame Stadium snow, and the game would be played on a Friday night in December. I would have told you you're crazy.
Like a video
That's
game,
what we got, Mike.
I
mean, give me a little synopsis.
Yeah, I said it sounds like a video game. I don't know who would have picked that, but, you know, first year football writers coach of the year, Cignetti going up against Notre Dame, and a lot of the Notre Dame fans, you know, coming out of the woodwork, believing in the Irish, you know. I guess if they can't beat Indiana, then, I don't know who they can beat. It's a pretty favorable matchup for the Irish, getting them at home, under the lights, power football. Dream matchup for the Irish before they go down to the Sugar Bowl and play Georgia.
Mike, do you think that the weather, I mean, Indiana right now is a 7-point underdog. Do you think that the weather is really going to hurt them, being that, you know, you have to assume that their quarterback isn't going to be able to play his top game if it's, you know, snowing all over the place? You like Notre Dame in a blowout here, or you think it's going to be close?
I mean, I don't think it would matter if you played the game on Mars. I mean, Notre Dame recruits better talent than Indiana. If Indiana wins, I mean, I think you really got to reexamine the Notre Dame program. Even with that loss to Northern Illinois, I think they finished, seventh in the Mid-American Conference. But still, when you just look at the recruiting rankings of these guys and the development level, I mean, the day Notre Dame loses to Indiana in football, that's a hard day in South Bend and time they would have to really reexamine their program. Indiana won a lot of games. You know, but when push came to shove and they played a team with a lot of talent, they got blown out by Ohio State. So,
yeah.
You know, to me, this is a game the Irish should win regardless of the weather conditions.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. Mike Griffith again, Dog Nation, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We'll get to some other matchups here in a moment. One more on this one here. Cignetti's done a great job. Rourke, you know, Ohio U coming out of the MAC. But these are teams that Notre Dame struggles with. What we don't know is whether the heightened stage and awareness being in the first game of a 12-team playoff kind of mitigates that. But I'm telling you, and I'm a Notre Dame apologist, I got a pit in my stomach about this game. And the reason why Notre Dame struggles with teams that have speed, and Indiana is very, very quick. They really are. I mean, so do you see that at all, Mike? Or, give me a handle on this, because I think this one could be very problematic. Now, the off track could, you know, again, mitigate the whole thing. So let's hear. Go ahead.
You're not talking about basketball here, are you? I mean, we're talking about football. Indiana basketball or Indiana football? I mean, what are we talking about here? I mean, come on, guys.
We're talking football. Come on now. Some athletes.
I mean, Rocket Ismail isn't coming out of the tunnel, but it's not like Notre Dame's slow. I mean, they went out there and played a pretty fleet Southern Cal team, and I thought they held their own. Now, Southern Cal's a little light in the box, but I think Indiana is too. I mean, look, Indiana did a nice job. They ran the score up on some, you know, mediocre Big Ten teams, but when push came to shove against the Ohio State, they were outclassed. And I think Notre Dame is the same deal. Under the lights at Notre Dame, and I've seen enough games in that stadium. I covered Michigan State for a minute. You know, let's just face it, the ball bounces a certain way when you get under South Bend underneath touchdown Jesus there. And I just can't see any way Indiana wins this game. I could be wrong, and I'll apologize to Indiana if I'm wrong next week, believe me. But, you know, from where I sit, it looks like a Notre Dame-Georgia Sugar Bowl. We're going to be talking about Herschel Walker next week, who, by the way, just got his bachelor's degree. I bet you didn't know that. Came back to school and got his bachelor's at Georgia 42 years after winning the Heisman Trophy.
That's unbelievable. I want to talk about a team that actually does have speed, not Indiana, but SMU. They go up against a Penn State team that, let's just call it as it is, we seem to talk about them every year because they're Penn State, because they play in the Big Ten, but pretty much for no other reason other than that. They haven't found a way to win a big game pretty much my entire lifetime as a 27-year-old. They're a 8.5-point favorite against an SMU team that pretty much has nothing to lose and is full of athletes. Is this one where you can see an upset brewing, or you know, is that quarterback and you know the raw talent at Penn State going to be too much for SMU?
Well, I mean, you know, SMU didn't have anything to lose against Clemson either, and they lost. So, and I think Penn State's a better team than Clemson. Look, James Franklin, I know the record against top-ranked teams. This would qualify. I think you've got to agree with me here, even though this isn't a top-10 team. This would qualify as a big win for James Franklin. Just for the record, if he wins this one, I think people need to back off.
I agree.
All right, so I'm going to take Penn State and Happy Valley in this one. I just, you know, to me, you know, the SMU story was cute. They got a dynamic quarterback. They got a really good running back. But what else? I mean, at the end of the day, Penn State's got some dudes. They can play. I mean, they lost by 8 points to Oregon. And that's a really good Oregon team indoors. So I like Penn State outside in the element, a lot to prove. SMU backed their way in the college football playoff, really didn't deserve to be there. But we were kind of stuck with this because everybody said, oh, well, if you get in the conference championship game, you deserve to. We're back, you know, the participation AYSO soccer mentality here. The reality of it is Penn State is a better football team, and they should win this game at home.
Yeah, I wish the game were Saturday night. If I'm a Penn State Nittany Lion fan, I want that game Saturday night, whiteout conditions, blah, blah, blah. It's not. It's a nooner, so we shall see. All right, let's get to the big elephant in the room, and that's Ohio State. The embarrassing loss to Michigan. A lot of people think Day is singing for his supper. I don't know if Chip Kelly's really showed up. Maybe that's a guy in disguise. That's not the Chip Kelly that I knew could call plays. Their offense has looked abysmal. Ohio State, Tennessee. What do you say from the horseshoe? Let's hear, Mike.
Man, this is the toughest game out there to call. I mean, I don't know which Ohio State shows up. You know, a couple of years ago, I watched Ohio State darn near beat Georgia in the Peach Bowl down there. They missed that field goal at midnight, and they were inspired. They practiced extra. But I don't think C.J. Stroud's coming out of that tunnel. I don't see Stroud coming out of that tunnel. I don't see Marvin Harrison Jr. Well, three quarters of them at least. But I don't see players like that right now. I think that Tennessee's got a shot. Now, Tennessee's got a young quarterback. How is he going to play? The Vols are talking about taking over that stadium. I don't know if you saw that. I think what StubHub said, there's more Tennessee people buying tickets than Ohio State. So I'm not sure what comes out of the tunnel for Ohio State. I know Ohio State has more players in the portal than any of the other playoff teams. Granted, it's only six. But still, does that say anything about what's going on? I'm with you. I think if Ryan Day loses this game, he probably loses his job. Ohio State should win, but it doesn't mean that he will. I think this is going to be one of those games that's going to be determined on which way the ball bounces. Don't underestimate Tennessee. That's a blue-collar team.
I'm going to jump in here as well and throw this out there. Ryan Day shouldn't have a job regardless if he wins this game or not. He will, but he shouldn't. I mean, look at their schedule for the year. The one decent team that they played in Oregon, they lost to. The other decent team that they played, Penn State, they won by 7 on the road. But let's not forget, Penn State had the ball within the 10-yard line twice and didn't get a point on either of those possessions. I'm saying this right now. You look at the competition that Tennessee plays all year versus the competition that Ohio State plays all year, and I'm backing Tennessee in this spot. It's not just because I'm a Michigan fan. It's not just because Ohio State, in my opinion, had one of the worst losses in all of sports ever when they dropped the egg when they played Michigan at home as a 20-point favorite and only scored 10. I love Tennessee in this spot. I don't back Ryan Day at all. I don't think he's a good coach at all. I think when you factor in all these guys in the transfer portal as well, that means something. It says something about the culture that's going on there and how guys feel. And look, I don't care that Tennessee has a young quarterback. I think that their fans are going to travel well. They're one of the most passionate fan bases out there. And I think Ohio State is nervous going into this game. I really do. You know, they're not going to forget what happened at home. And don't mistake, you know, I think a lot of people get twisted up with the idea of, oh, you know, we lost the last one at home. Our guys are going to be so fired up. Just because you're fired up, that's not always in your advantage. And both teams are going to be fired up here. A lot of times when you're so anxious to play and you're so anxious to get that revenge, that can kind of bite you in the butt because it makes you a little nervous. And I'm nervous for this Ohio State team. I think their fan base is nervous. I think their players are going to be nervous. And I think Ryan Day, more than anyone, is going to know that if I don't win this game, I'm getting the call tomorrow and I don't have a job anymore. The fact that this is a 7.5-point spread, if you're taking the points here, it's Tennessee all day for me.
Wow, sounds like you're going to be singing Rocky Top all night long if the Vols win that one.
Yeah,
down to the Rose Bowl to play the Oregon Ducks.
Look, but, if this was Urban Meyer's Ohio State, it's a different story, but it's not. I don't back their coach at all, and I think that the man leading out their players on the field is going to, you know, that's going to play a factor in this game.
You've been killing day all long. Hey, Mike, I want to jump in. You mentioned the ticket disparity. It's true. Rocky Toppers are absolutely two-fisted. And you know what this, to me, this is a moratorium on Day and Kelly. And Ohio State fans are getting those tickets and selling them. What does that tell the AD? What does that tell the administration in Columbus when their fans are hosting their team, their university is hosting a game, and they're willing? What do they need? You're going to sell me on the idea that they just need Christmas shopping money? That is a stunning reversal of fortunes in Columbus. You got to take that a step further. Do you read deeper into this? Because I'm reading very deep into it. How about you?
Well, fans are fickle, and it's going to be a matter of scoreboard. And if Ryan Day beats Tennessee and knocks off Oregon, then I think he'll have the last say. And that's not impossible. There's a lot of talent on that football team. There's a lot of five-star guys, a lot of blue chippers, a lot of guys that are there because they know how to win. I mean, this is going to be a gut check for that team, you know, and what happens in that locker room and how they put themselves out there. But you're right. It's going to be a hungry Tennessee team. Josh Heupel's done a great job with the rebuild there. They got a lot of momentum in Knoxville. I'm just not sure they're good enough at the line of scrimmage. I think Ohio State's really good at the line of scrimmage. We'll see what happens with the skill position players. And again, to me, the freshman quarterback is going to be the determining factor. I've seen him look really good, and I've seen him make bad decisions. So let's see who gets the early jump in this game under the lights.
Mike, you got a huge following, obviously, in social media. Please address the servicemen and women. You are one of them, and being heard on American Forces Network, I know, important for you. You only got a 10-second, but give it a little holiday shout-out if you could.
Yeah, it was the greatest opportunity in my life to serve my country and earn college money. And, you know, to me, it's something that was an honor. It's something I look back on every day, and it's something that I apply to my life every day. So I appreciate everybody serving around the world, and, you know, God bless.
We'll be talking to you soon, Mike. Thank you so much. Mike Griffith.
It was the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on the shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never a miss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center and use the code Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We're heard on great radio stations, WGCH, Gold Coast in Greenwich, Connecticut, White Plains, Mount Kisco, Norwalk, Stamford, that whole area, Bridgeport, which Bridgeport, Connecticut, I was out there recently. Bridgeport's really turned it around. They got a nice American Hockey League team there. They've got, you've got some pretty decent sports. You've got some great Quinnipiac over in the Hamden area. Yale University, obviously, the Tony Ivy League. You got some good puck. I mean, Quinnipiac was in the national finals last year for Division
One. Yeah, they always have a good hockey team.
Oh, my Lord.
You got great pizza out there, too.
Oh, that close to Connecticut area is just unbelievable. It really and truly is. Just an unbelievable area. Now, Tyler, we're going to do a sports x-ray on you, see if we can diagnose you. I think you are showing symptoms. Very severe symptoms, and I don't know how you treat front runnerism, but you know. Yeah, let me get this straight. Now we're talking about Michigan losing on a 4-point play last night. So you bleed Michigan blue, but in basketball, it's more powder blue with UNC, the Tar Heels.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so then we switch over to football, college football, and it's all in on Michigan, which I admire. Yep. Now, we know where you grew up. You went to college in Springfield, Mass., and yet you're a Yankee fan. Pinstripes, I mean, swear to God, we took an x-ray, and it looked like you had pajamas on that pinstripe. So you're obviously a Yankee fan. NBA, I'm afraid to ask. Is it the Knicks?
It's hockey, the Knicks. I guess. You can't call me a front runner when I support the Knicks, the Rangers, the Yankees, and the Giants. I mean, that's as much of a loser as it can get, besides being a Mets and Jets fan. I've never seen a Stanley Cup in my lifetime. The Yankees are, you know, I've seen one, you know, the Yankees are the most winningest franchise of all time. However, you know, 80% of them were, you know, won 40 years before I was born. The Giants, I got 2 Super Bowls, but by no means is that a front running team or franchise. You know, those came out of nowhere, unexpected. And the Knicks are, you know, up there for, I mean, they have the worst owner in all of sports, in my opinion, in Dolan. That guy's an absolute hack. And you know, I don't know if I'll ever see a Knicks championship in my lifetime. Hopefully, you know, they're getting better at least. This is the first time in my life over the last 4 years or so that I've actually enjoyed watching the Knicks. You know, there were a couple years where Carmelo was in there that were nice, but other than that, man, it's been brutal. But we finally have a good roster. I think we're fourth in the Eastern Conference right now? What, 16-10? Not bad.
No, it's not horrible at all. No, whatsoever. I mean, they've been up and down.
College
and
sports, though, I gotta take it on the chin. I guess you could call it a front runner. I was raised a Michigan football fan. I wasn't a huge college basketball fan. I'm just gonna throw it out there. The reason I like North Carolina is because my favorite color is light blue, and that's how I chose the team that I liked when I was 7 years old.
Well, I wanted to take one more little foray into this. The English Premier League. Dude, that is such a well-oiled machine. Now, did we not have a Thursday game today? Did we have Tottenham? I think I saw. I didn't really.
Today was the League Cup. So there's the EFL Cup is just it's the top division in the Premier League. It's a season-long tournament. You know, they have all these mini tournaments. To be honest, this is when people wonder why the NBA Cup was established. It's because of European soccer. It's because they have the league that runs throughout the entire season, but there's no playoffs. So at the end of the season, where you are is where you are. There's 38 games. You get 3 points for a win, 1 for a draw, 0 for a loss. You play all 38. Wherever you fall, you either win the league or you lose the league. That's it. And then they have the FA Cup. Europe has top 5 leagues. There's the Spanish league, La Liga, La Ligue 1 in France, Bundesliga in Germany, English Premier League in England. They all have what's called the domestic cup. So the FA Cup is all of the divisions. So imagine in the MLB, there was a tournament where it was all the MLB teams, the single A, double A, and triple A all competing in one tournament. That's what the FA Cup is in English soccer. So there's that, but then they have the League Cup as well, which is just the top division. It doesn't really mean much. If you win it, you're happy. Is it something that you go crazy for? Absolutely not. But yes, Tottenham and Manchester United did play. It was just a crazy game. Tottenham were up 3-0. United came back. It was 3-2. Then Tottenham scored off of a corner kick. Insane. Terrible goalkeeping all around. Multiple goalkeeper errors on both sides. Almost every goal is a defensive error. Then United scored in the fourth minute of stoppage time. It's 4-3. And that's how it ends. Tottenham advanced to the semifinals. United are out.
The one, and I agree with you, the NBA did take that business model. I think you're right. The one thing I wish that we, in our sports, and Major League Baseball front and center, I wish we had some relegation. Honestly, the White Sox don't deserve to come back next year as a Major League team. They should be in AAA and send up the Charlotte Knights.
It's the AAA best thing. It is the
relegation.
Best. It's so cool.
Imagine. And Oakland, if they got relegated, they're right at home in Sacramento playing in a AAA ballpark, so not a big deal. I'm dead serious when I say this. I think relegation is the most gut-wrenching, nerve-wracking. It means the bottom of the barrel. Well, the bottom of the barrel, bottom of the barrel is there's a reverse pennant race. You get a relegation race. You're trying to your team is trying to stay in the bigs. I love it. I think it's fascinating.
It's the coolest concept, and it prevents tanking. There's no draft. You know, there's no season-long, like, guys come out of college and get drafted. Like, that's not how it works over there. They don't have that. So you're right. There is the race to win, and there's the race to not be in the bottom. And it's not just last place. It's the last three teams. So, like, you're fighting every single week, and this is part of why, you know, I love the Premier League so much and why so many others do as well, is there's no playoffs, and if you suck enough, you just get kicked out of the league. It's like the craziest concept, and it's not just the last team. Like I said, it's the bottom three, 2019 and 18. If you're in that spot come the end of the season, you're out of the league, down to the lower division, and there's three teams coming up every single year. So it's a really cool concept. Every single week matters, especially for the teams that are at the bottom. You know, if you can scrap a draw against one of these top teams, it gives you a significant edge come week 38 when everything gets settled out and you figure out are you still a Premier League team or are you not. And, you know, obviously what happens, there are guys that don't deserve to play in the lower level, so they'll just get picked up by one of these other teams as well, and all the players get shuffled around. It's a very cool concept. I love it. They have it across all of Europe's top five leagues as well. It's not just the English Premier League. It's just how it is. If, you know, there's, I think, like 7 or 8 tiers to English soccer. So, you know, you could be in tier 8 and go to tier – there are teams like Ipswich, for example, is a team that – has, you know, they were in the fourth tier of English football a couple years ago. Then they won and they went up to the third. Then they won and went up to the second. And now they're back in the Premier League after a 20-year gap. So it's crazy. You see teams like Blackburn Rovers were a team that were always in the Premier League when I was growing up. And I haven't seen them in there in, I don't know, what, probably 10-plus years. But they'll be back at some point, I'm sure. It's crazy.
How many get relegated right now? Right now we got Ipswich Town, Wolverhampton, the Wolves, and Southampton are all wearing red right now. They're red dots next to them in the standings. 18, 19, and 20 are out, correct?
Yep. 18, 19, and 20. Three up, three down, and then, every single season.
Yep. And you got Leicester City, which has got very little breathing room. Everton, Crystal. I mean, it's fascinating. It really is. I love it.
It's great. I love it. Unbelievable stuff. And yeah, I mean, like that bottom half, that, because realistically, the fight is between like 20 and 15. You know, in that range, like anything, if you go into a run of bad form, like you can really find yourself falling behind quick. But there, I mean, like teams like Southampton, they're teams that constantly, they come up and go right back down. And you hate to see that. But like, no one wants to watch Southampton play. They're terrible. Like, they don't deserve to be in the Premier League. Like, if you're not producing a, you know, quality level of soccer, like, you are not staying around. Which is, I mean, how many White Sox fans, like, who wants to watch the White Sox? And what happens when this concept isn't involved is halfway through the season, they realize, okay, we're going nowhere. We see it in the NFL all the time. You know, there's a shiny quarterback in college. Everyone wants to get him. So teams start throwing games so they could have the chance at the top draft pick. That can't happen here. If you throw games, you're just out of the league. And there's a lot of money that comes from playing in the Premier League. It generates these clubs a lot of money. So when you get the opportunity to play, it's, you know, it's huge for the club as a whole. And it's detrimental when you go down. The revenue drops off a cliff.
If I have one regret in my broadcast career, I'm dead serious when I say this. I used to ridicule it. I was so stupid. I used to I used to see guys in Des Moines go to this place called the Royal Mile, and I thought, you guys are so weird. Nobody cares. These 1-0 zip-zip games. I was so wrong. And there, you know, there's a reason why Tom Brady's buying a team. There's a reason why LeBron James is part of Red Sox and Liverpool. Rod Stewart, all these European stars, Mick Jagger, all these legendary people, they all have unbelievable EPL ties. I mean, these people live and die. It is so freaking passionate there. And the thing that I find amazing is the TV ratings in this country are buku. I'm serious. It is unbelievable, the numbers. And look at, you're talking about Saturday and Sunday morning. You're not talking prime time. This is appointment television. Seriously, Tyler.
It really is.
Think about it.
There are, I mean, when you just look at the views, and obviously the World Cup it's worldwide, so I don't think it's fair to really compare it to anything. But the Super Bowl gets 115.1 million viewers. The World Cup gets 5 billion. Just think about that. Think about the sheer volume that's there. Even the Champions League final, that's just Europe. That's a European tournament for the top five leagues in Europe. 450 million viewers. That's four times the Super Bowl. And it's, look, I mean, there are games, like just like Manchester United versus Manchester City last Sunday. I didn't look at the numbers. I wouldn't be shocked if it was either above or just at Super Bowl level numbers for one random game in game week 16 of the English Premier League. That's one country. It's a different level. I mean, it's the world sport. The competition is like no other. There's no playoffs. I mean, I say this every week almost. Every single game is a playoff game because it matters. You can look back, like the last season, Manchester City beat Arsenal by 2 points. That's one win. Yeah. If you go, you could go back to the third week. If Arsenal lost a game against, you know, Southampton in week three, like that can come back to bite you at the end of the season, 7 months down the road. It's unbelievable. It's imagine the Lakers losing tonight affected them winning the championship in June.
All right. Do you know where the 2026 World Cup title game is being played?
I believe it is at MetLife in New Jersey.
Yeah, do you know what suites are going to be selling for?
I mean, it's going to be insane. I also can't believe that they're playing at that disastrous field. I mean,
I was there in 94 when Ireland played Italy there, and it was nuts. It was absolutely, I mean, people lighting themselves on fire. I've never seen cars burn like that. I mean, that wasn't even the final. It's being criticized. New York is getting absolutely slaughtered. The hotels, you're going to see hotel prices. Seriously, Tyler, you are going to see ticket, hotel, and World Cup packages that is going to be fall out of the sky huge. I'm telling you. It is. Is that good or bad in your opinion?
Here's the thing. I don't think.
Where would you want it? Rose Bowl? Where would you want it?
I would want it at the Rose Bowl, first of all. I want it on grass, mm-hmm. not the terrible MetLife turf where everyone gets hurt on. When you go overseas, ticket prices for these games are not this expensive. And it's because they want the passionate fans there. Like the World Cup final, when it's going to be, you know, $5,000, $2,000 a seat, like you're taking the passion out of it almost.
Terrible.
And it sucks. But I obviously Terrible. Also, on the other side of this, I'm a capitalist. It's a business. And, you know, it's supply and demand. There's only so many tickets and people are willing to pay X amount of dollars for it. That's what you're going to charge. But, man, I can't wait for the World Cup to be stateside. It's something that I haven't experienced in my lifetime. I've never been to a World Cup game, and it's going to be very exciting to cover that live with my co-host Nico Beefbus.
I can say 1994, I was 34 years old, a year married, and I did it in the Meadowlands, and I walked away from that shaking my head going, I cannot believe what I just saw. I've never seen so many hoodlums and painted faces, but a passion, and I'd have to look it up. I want to say it was 2-1. I forgot who won it, but I mean, just fires everywhere. Tailgating, which makes our tailgating
look at what
now
they did at the Copa America final that we went to down here in Miami. $5 million for the damage to the Hard Rock Stadium. There was a full-blown riot.
They threw rocks at police. And guess what? We had clients pay us huge money to get tickets. And guess what? They could have walked right in. They could have walked in.
They didn't even ask to see my ticket. It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. All right, listen, great job. We'll come back. 2-minute drill, and we'll do some college buckets. And great soccer talk here. And a nice preview to tomorrow's First Touch. Don't go away.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Talking the world of sports, 2 minute drill presented by Geico Insurance, by Corona, Corona Extra. Got a big meeting with them next week. We're very excited about it. Corona. All right, here we go. You got Broncos Chargers tonight. The preponderance of the opinion here, somehow the Chargers should win this game at home. Denver probably wins. They've been a covering machine for all the people who do invest in football, but whatever. I'll stay on the sidelines there. I'm interested in this tonight. I'm telling you right now, I'm interested in watching the Knicks and the Timberwolves. I know Randall's going to be wearing Wolves. That trade in the offseason, you got the big cat. I don't know if he's even healthy, but what about you, Tyler? Football, little hoops tonight or no?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. It's just you always like to see these matchups where there was a big trade in the offseason. You got guys playing against their former teams. Mm-hmm. They're always very motivated to do so. I'm sure they'll have some video beforehand for Karl-Anthony Towns. Randall will, reunite with some of his old teammates. Knicks are 2.5-point underdogs. I just love watching the Timberwolves play. Anthony Edwards is one of my favorite players in the league right now.
So much fun to watch.
He is just a stone-cold killer. He talks the talk. He walks the walk. He has a lot to say during the game, which I'm a huge fan of. I like when these guys are talking smack. I wish they were allowed to do more of it. I think that's one of the biggest downfalls, and one thing that I just absolutely can't stand about the NBA is they're so quick to give these guys technical fouls nowadays. You're not allowed to talk any smack. You're not allowed to make any gestures after you dunk on somebody. You look back at basketball, especially when you watch, The Last Dance, the Jordan documentary, you watch how these players interacted. I mean, they were fist fighting and they get like a one game suspension. I miss that. I miss that passion. I feel like they've sucked it out of the game a little bit with all these rules.
Well, I've been sucking the marrow out of the AFC North documentary. I've now watched all three episodes. I can't get enough. I cannot wait. The Bob Dylan movie's coming out, I believe, on night after Christmas or maybe even Christmas night. And the documentaries, that whether they're sports, entertainment, or otherwise, have just been phenomenal. Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. Thank you to Michael Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Tyler Levine. I'm Artie Terrell. Enjoy the hoops, the huddles, and everything else in the world of sports tonight here on Sports Overnight America. Check out the app as well, Sports Overnight America on the Apple Store. Adios.